Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, I'm going to talk about gua sha. What is it? Why should you do it? Why is it trending? And just everything you needed to know about gua sha. This is such an incredible tool for you to have in your armamentarium of looking and feeling your best. Gua sha is an Asian practice. Using a massage-like tool with smooth edges, very often jade or a very nice crystal material, it gently scrapes and applies pressure to your skin. It comes from the word gua, which means scrape, and sha, which means sand or petechiae, and that refers to small red spots that can sometimes occur when you break capillaries on the skin. So gua sha. This originated from the East and Southeast Asia, but has been very prominent in China, and it's used as an ancient form of Chinese traditional medicine to help with energy flow and blood circulation. According to an article in Allure, it's often used in Chinese medicine to scrape the skin, sometimes on the upper back and the face. It invigorates your blood flow, it releases heat toxins, stimulates lymphatic drainage, then activates acupressure points of the body. This helps stimulate an immune response, bringing beneficial cells to the area. Some licensed acupuncturists and skincare experts feel that this is one of the best things you can do for acupressure and activation of the body's immunity. I love it for the lymphatic massage benefits. And gua sha is often used as a full body treatment, often on the back and the neck, but you've seen it, all of you guys have seen it on your Instagrams with people doing lovely routines. Let's talk about the best practices when you're doing gua sha. You might have bought a gua sha. It's often made of jade or rose quartz, and the shape of the tool is important. It should have soft contoured edges. It should definitely not have sharp edges, and it should be an agent made of an agent that glides smoothly on the skin. What are the benefits of gua sha? This is going to sometimes give you a more contoured and sculpted appearance. It can reduce wrinkles and soften fine line appearance. It won't take them away. It promotes the circulation and lymphatic drainage. To me, this is the number one benefit. As we age, the entire circulatory system gets more sluggish. The blood volume just doesn't pump through the heart as fast, and lymphatics don't drain as well. For our clients that have had fillers done in their face, filler or hyaluronic gels that are placed in the subdermal and deep dermal planes can sometimes compress lymphatic drainage, especially around delicate areas like the eyes. Just a very small, minute amount of filler can be enough to block the very thin channels of lymphatic drainage. And that's what gives you sometimes morning puffiness, doughiness, or kind of edematous look of your face and your filler areas. I'm a big fan of lymphatic massage. I personally sometimes use a gua sha, sometimes use a jade roller, but very often have the best tools as your hands and fingers because you can apply the amount of pressure that you want. You never overdo it when it's your own hands. You know when you reach your pain point. But I love it for the fact that it milks excess soft tissue, extra circulatory fluid out of the soft tissues into the lymphatic system. It gets your blood flow stimulated. It's really good for muscle manipulation and myomodulation of your muscles. And it's such an easy practice. And you're massaging your face anyway when you're applying your skincare products. So it's really beneficial to make it part of your skincare application regimen. Twice a day, lymphatic massage. And using a gua sha tool makes it a little more fun. It can promote your collagen production. It definitely de-stresses you and balances your energy. Some research has shown that gua sha can actually reduce migraines, lessening your symptoms of perimenopause, reducing inflammatory skin irritations, and reducing anxiety overall. Gua sha is not recommended for those who have rashes, sunburns, or any issue with easy bruisability. You can be too aggressive with gua sha, and that's part of the name. The sha or the sand or petechiae that you can get after using the scraping tool can come from ruptured capillaries. Anytime we rupture a capillary, we can have hemosiderin or blood staining of the tissues. So you've got to be a little conservative and a little careful. It's important that you use an agent that glides smoothly over the skin. We want to use a serum or a cream or a moisturizer that's going to allow for frictionless movement of your gua sha tool or your fingertips. It's important to go upwards and outwards. Use either a facial oil or one of these serums as you're gliding and follow the direction of lymphatic flow. So in the face, that's going to be working medial to lateral, from the middle to the outside of the face. Start with your forehead and upper face around the eyes, milk in a circular motion around circular structures like the eyes or the mouth. And then we want to express all of the excess fluid from the middle portion of the face to the outer aspect. The first stage of lymphatic drainage of the face is in the parotid gland. The preauricular lymphatic nodes and lymph nodes are in front of the ear, within the parotid gland itself, and directly under the jawline, the submandibular nodes and submental nodes under your chin. So as you're milking your face and your under eye area, sweep everything out towards your ear. Once you milk your cheek out towards your sideburn zone, that's where your parotids are. You're going to let that drain downwards into your neck and submandibular and submental area and all the way into the main circulatory system where you have your carotid, your jugular, and your lymphatic drainage. So remember that pattern of upwards, outwards, gentle gliding, using a gliding agent like the serum or facial oil, and do perform this lightly. Gua sha should not be done by stretching the skin. You want long, gentle strokes, and you also don't need to apply extreme pressure. Just light pressure done every few days is better than extreme pressure. You can definitely tear and have microfissures in the skin, and the goal is not traumatizing. The goal is stimulating lymphatic circulation. Gua sha has always been popular, but it seems to be trending now. And it's just really cost efficient. It's a nice way to give yourself a mini facial at home. It's very simple. It's non-invasive. And I think we have seen an article by NPR showing a tracker analysis of influencer accounts that showed a 40% increase in video views of gua sha content since May of 2021 compared to the previous year. So I'm a big fan. I think it's great in the neck as well. It releases neck tension bands. It's going to help you with your platysmal bands. Always stroking upwards when you're massaging your neck or doing gua sha on the neck. And you will notice sometimes improvement in neck pain severity because gua sha can be used also on the back of the neck to reduce muscle tension there. So one of the things you can introduce into your armamentarium super easy is gua sha after you wash your face while applying your moisturizer. Definitely add that to your regimen. You are going to thank me. And if you're a girl who's had under eye filler, mid-face filler, any kind of filler, it's time for you to start doing some lymphatic massage. The toxins and the fillers affect muscle contraction. And in order to look smooth, not puffy, not doughy, no filler face, lymphatic massage every single day. It's mandatory if you've had under eye filler. And I think it's mandatory just every day when you wake up to get that morning swell out of your face. That's it for now, guys. If you want a really great serum to use while doing your gua sha and your facial massage, love, love, love my Deep Blue Hydration Serum. 2 drops does your whole face, brings in so much water content to the skin. It's wonderful for gua sha to glide over. It's really good for under eye massage. I also use 2 drops of vitamin C, which is a facial oil, non-greasy, non-comedogenic. It's such a good product. It's 4 different types of vitamin C, 20% vitamin C. It includes tetradexahexyl vitamin C, one of the most potent forms. You're going to see big changes in your skin. This is such a great regimen in the morning. Wash your face, apply those 2 products, use your gua sha or use your fingertips for lymphatic massage, and you will love the results. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. And that's where you can find these awesome products. And don't forget to listen in on Tuesdays for a longer podcast. If you are a fan of the podcast, we'd love you to rank, rate, and review it. Go to your iTunes or any app you're using to listen and give us a wonderful 5-star review. We love you guys and we appreciate you. Send your screenshot to info@beautybydrk.com. We will send you a deluxe size sample of one of our skincare items. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and massaged and use your gua sha. Love you.